Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The viral video that we must discuss was shot by Dean Collins. You shot the video. No, I need to put you into it, okay. Because this one is like Snowball Gate 2. And a few of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast fans, they said, you guys did it again. This is like Snowball Gate.
Okay.
And it's never the highly produced videos. It's never the videos that we think a lot about. We were about to go to a show or coming back from a show or lunch. I don't fucking know. And I said, yo, film me real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, because you were, I don't know, like eating or something. And I said, just film me real quick. And we did it. One take. Boom. I put it up. And that video went so viral and fucked so many people's heads up. And everybody that is a Hamas cheerleader and people in my life, people from my management, and I'm not going to name names, but family members, some people were like, is this real? And I was like, damn, I'm good. Yes, on today's brand new banging I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, the birthday boy, me, Michael Rapaport, is coming live and direct. Oops, we did it again. Oops, we did it again. Made another AI/CGI video that went viral and caused hysteria worldwide and may have had my favorite pop star, whose name rhymes with Shmiana, unfollow me. Oh, yeah. Plus, the young shooter is here to break all birthday things down on a hard-hitting museum-quality I Am Rapport Stereo podcast coming at you right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy with something real nice. Start this puppy with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something really funky. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go.
I'm recording, so cool. I'm recording on my end. I don't. So start it up. It's your podcast. Start it up. Intro it. I'll give you a pass because it's your birthday today. But right when the clock strikes,
all right, we're starting it.
Okay,
so I'm recording too.
Cue it up.
So then we start. We just start the podcast. No, babe, it's my birthday. Like, the guy doesn't act like it's my birthday. He doesn't act like it's my.
Oh no!
No, it's not. It's not me being rude, babe. It's him. It's him. You want to like do something for my birthday, like sing or
no, I don't want to
do the intro.
No, I want you to do it.
All right. Here we go. Boom, Have No Fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Biggity boom, Have No Fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Yes. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Salt and Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Birthday Boy. Huh. The Birthday Boy is here. What's so funny?
I just love it. It's like the birthday boy, like you plan your, you're talking about your birthday like 6 months prior to it actually happening, which is just, you're always like, what are we doing for my birthday? Like we're in like, it's summertime and your birthday's in March. And I know how special it is this day for you. And I'm happy to be here with you recording a podcast on your birthday. I'm excited. And I told you, it's your day. You asked me how I was doing today, and I said, it doesn't matter.
I don't get that. I don't get that from you. That's a lot of lip service. I called you, and I said, hello.
I don't know why you called. You
and I also called, and I called the doorman, and I'm waiting for him to go, there's a package from somebody in Los Angeles named Deuce Pacino. If there's not a package downstairs before sundown, my friend, I'm telling you right now, things are going to get fucking real.
We've talked about this, and I'm not like, I don't have any surprises for you. I told you straight up, don't expect a package. Just like I got my hopes up. It was like waiting for Santa Claus out here in Los Angeles for a package from you. I was looking at the UPS driver, nothing. And nothing came after a week either. I thought maybe, you know, it'll arrive not today on my actual birthday, but maybe a few days late because you didn't get the expedited shipping, but nothing came for me either. So I would just say it's safe to say that nothing is going to arrive with a doorman. But that doesn't mean you're not going to have an awesome birthday. You're going to have a great birthday, brother.
My birthday is going to be awesome, whether you are generous or not. You're not fucking up my party.
I know, and I just want to say I'm on my best behavior today. Like, whatever you need, you came to me and you said, how you doing? I said, it's not about how I'm doing. Today is your day. Don't ask me about me.
There we go.
So I just want to give you all that birthday love today. I want you to feel how special you are to people today and just really receive all that love and positivity.
Yes.
That being said, when the clock strikes 11:59 p.m.,
then it's over.
It's not over then because you still have a minute left. So we're doing whatever you want, but it's 11:59, so you got a minute left.
I want some Dick Cavett shit. I want to get on some Dick Clark countdown. 60 seconds, and everybody could just cry like, "We love you,
exactly,
Michael."
Exactly, all that.
We're so happy. Happy birthday again, Michael.
You're the best actor.
What else?
Great director.
What else?
Amazing author. We have a best-selling book. All of it. The accolades. But then midnight strikes. That shit's going out the window. We're back to how we usually are every day. So I just
fair enough.
Let you know that.
Nonetheless, after a jam-packed weekend in Pleasanton, California, after a jam-packed bunch of shows, I unfortunately had to cancel my shows in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma City Thunder could not make it to Oklahoma City this trip, but we will be back. We will be rescheduling, okay? We will be back. We will be rescheduling. The next shows live are the 5th and 6th, the 5th and the 6th in Tampa Bay, and then we're in LA, baby. Then we are in LA the 15th, the 16th, and 17th, the Comedy Store and Flappers, respectfully. And then we're going to Michigan, baby. We're in Michigan, Royal Oak, Michigan, 18th, 19th, and 20th. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. And I don't know if I even told you this, because I know I told you I was going back to Israel. After this podcast, packing my shit, and I'm out.
Get the fuck
going
out.
Going early.
Get the fuck out.
I'm going.
We need...
Fuck you.
No. Sorry. I gotta control myself. I keep forgetting it's your birthday. You're going to have a great time in Israel, brother. We're so excited. What are you packing? What are you bringing out to the
Just the clothes
trip,
and,
right?
You know, and stuff like that, and clothes and, you know, toiletries.
Oh,
gotta
riveting.
Bring toiletries. And thanks for asking.
You're welcome. You tell us more about the clothes and all the toiletries you're packing.
Oh, well, when you're packing for a long stay in a, you know, a country in the Middle East that's, you know, actually in a war, mm-hmm. the thing that you need most, underwear, socks, and T-shirts. Underwear, socks, and T-shirts, because especially it's starting to get warm there. So, you know, that's the thing you always need is underwear, socks, and T-shirts. I appreciate you asking, though.
We're all just so curious about it. I just want to know, like, what goes into the packing process and your process while you're packing and just it's
fascinating. Well, toiletries also. We've talked on the podcast about the seriousness of a toiletry bag. Like, I take toiletries bag. You need your lotions, your creams. Speaking of which.
Yes.
Here we go with a nice pivot. You flew to Pleasanton without any toothpaste, without any fucking, like, nothing. You were in a hotel room with me with just, like, a toothbrush and a tongue scraper. That's all you brought. You were there for 3 days. You are shit dog dirty.
No, man.
Shit
no,
dog.
No, this was the first trip that my backpack was stuffed with all the camera gear. I had a tripod. I had a whole bunch of shit. I had two bags. And I just thought, this is going to be the trip. It's a quick trip. I'm just going to pack the bare essentials. My toothbrush, my tongue scraper, and my deodorant. What else do you need? Maybe some moisturizer, but I knew I could count on you for that toothpaste. You always have a nice kit. And I just didn't think I need to bring anything else. But it was a fantastic trip. I'm really glad I went, because you called me out on one of the podcasts being like, are you coming to Pleasanton or not? Like, tell the fans, tell the people, they want to know. And I thought, I want to be there. I don't want to let anybody down. I want to be there for you. We had a great time, great crowds. I mean, really great crowds. And I have, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was a little nervous to come because of all the shit going on surrounding you.
There's not that much shit going on surrounding me. What kind of sellout friend are you?
No, it's not a sellout.
You didn't bring your security. You were ready to fucking, like, abandon ship so quick. You were like, if something goes on, I'm out. I don't want to know you. I'm not protecting you. I'm not filming it. I'm not nothing. I'm not calling the cops. You were like, I am hitting and moving as fast as I can. You said that a few times, and you were just like, where's the exits? I'm like, where's the exits? The fuck are you talking about? We're at a comedy club.
You just never know. And I don't think I said it exactly in those words, but you just never know. I mean, we were traveling with our pepper spray, which was made me feel a little safer. But
always.
But overall, it was really, really, like, that's the thing. It's like people online versus people in real life. It's so different. Like, you think that, like, whatever hate you're getting online, that's how it is in person. And it couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, the crowds were really amazing, and people were really showing their support and appreciative of what you do. And we had a great time. Pleasanton was really fun. I'm bummed that OKC's canceled, because I told you I wanted to go to that too. But I probably will be in Michigan with you mid-April.
I probably will be in Michigan.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, listen, we have to talk about the oops, we did it again viral video that was shot reluctantly by you. I had this puppy in the chamber for about 2 weeks. I knew I couldn't ask my wife to videotape it because she just hates videotaping me. I mean, she's in the trenches here.
Yeah.
By the way, episode 3 of Rappaport's Reality is up. Episode 3 of Rappaport's Reality is up. All things housewives, all things reality TV, all things popular culture, and some things regarding our relationship. Deep, deep. Vanderpump Rules is finally... is hitting its stride. What a show, man. What a fucking show. And just to fill you in, Sandoval cried again. He cried again.
Do you think it's like, do you think that he's that good of an actor where he's producing these tears, or is he just that nuts? Like, what's his deal? Like, I can't tell if it's real or not.
I think he thinks it's an audition for, like, a show, and he's nuts, and he's disconnected. And it just works. Like, he cried 2 times. He cried during a confessional, and he cried in front of Schwartz. And Schwartz is sitting there like, what the fuck's going on? Like, imagine if every time you saw me, I started crying in front of you. You'd be like, what the
fuck?
You'd be like, what's happening, man? Like, you know, one time, okay, yeah, okay. But then, like, every time I see you, you're crying. Like, I'd be like, I'm just going to tell you this. If you started, like, if there's a death or something serious, but if every time I'm with you, you're like crying about a breakup that you
did
this to yourself, like, I'd be like, my man,
get in therapy.
Take that shit outside. Get it together. Get your fucking self together. Seriously.
No, it's
get it together.
That is embarrassing. And the way that he cries too, which unlike, you know, the series finale, because I'm not a Vanderpump guy, but I did watch the series finale of last season. And when he cried by the window and he was going, oh God, oh God. Is he doing that when he's crying this time around? Is he saying things? Because
no, he's got different cries. He's got a quiet cry.
Oh.
And then he's got all kinds of different cries.
I like
cries.
The vocal cries.
Knows.
I like the breakdown cries.
Yeah, those are good too. But episode 3 of Rappaport's Reality is up, and I implore the people to listen to it. The viral video that we must discuss was shot by Dean Collins. Created. You shot the video. No, I need to put you into it because this one is like Snowball Gate too. And a few of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast fans, they said, you guys did it again. This is like Snowball Gate.
Okay.
And it's never the highly produced videos. It's never the videos that we think a lot about. We were about to go to a show or coming back from a show or lunch. I don't fucking know. And I said, yo, film me real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, because you were, I don't know, like eating or something. And I said, just film me real quick. And we did it. One take, boom. I put it up. And Miles Jordan, play the audio tape.
Price for the videos I've been getting. If I say Israel, you got to pay me a certain price. If I say Zionist, you pay me a certain price. If I say Zionist, Israel, and Jewish, that's the big three, I get paid for that. Right. Same as always. Yeah, just keep paying me the same thing. Zionist, Israel, Jewish, you pay me. No problem. If I do a what if I do a watermelon emoji and if I say something about fuck Palestine? If I say fuck Palestine on camera, okay, you're gonna give me more. Okay, cool. Film me.
So that video went so viral and fucked so many people's heads up. And everybody that is a Hamas cheerleader and people in my life, people from my management, and I'm not going to name names, but family members, some people were like, is this real? And I was like, damn, I'm good. I have to say, damn, we're good. And people were like, are you really getting paid? Is this not getting paid? Tell me this isn't true. This, that, and the third. People have remixed it, reimagined it. It's been discussed. It's been TikToked. And I love when people are going, it's fake. Take this down. And other people are like, I think it's real. He's actually getting paid. Him and his handlers, they call it. They said I was talking to my handlers. And I was like, who's my handler? Like, who's got me leashed up? And you pointed out, we don't know if this happened from the video or this had happened, before the release of, what do we call this video? Snowball Gate was Snowball Gate. Do we call this
That's a whole separate AI thing.
Gate?
This is your whole thing. Well, you didn't give the context of it. Like, the context was you posted.
Well, we just played the video.
Clip, but that doesn't, the whole point of this, of why it was going viral or whatever, is because you said, this is AI, somebody AI'd me, I didn't really say this, it's fake, or you had posted it.
I said somebody AI / CGI'd me.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Now, the joke right there is in the CGI thing, because AI is something you could do with audio. CGI, like when you CGI a film, like you shoot in front of a green screen.
Yes.
Shit CGI'd. So we always give away from the beginning. Like, I always tell you, right? I mean, that's in the first post. AI or CGI'd me.
Yes, and the whole joke behind it or whatever it is that tons of people have been saying that you're paid by the Israeli government or whatever it is to talk about what you're talking about, and you're getting paid per post, and you've leaned into that going, yes, I am getting paid per post, and so you made this video, like, you know, making fun of whatever, that everybody thinks that you're getting paid to post about this stuff.
Yes.
When you're not, in actuality, you're not getting paid to post.
Of course I'm fucking not. Of course I'm fucking not. People are paying me not to post at this point.
So
there's people in my, you know, like they're offering to pay me not to post. I'm kidding about that too. Listen, the reason why we're talking to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast people in such short, because you fucking guys know, You funkin' guys know me, you know Deuce Collins, you know the whole the shtick. We've been doing it for years, and it's just so damn good. And like Deuce said, it was a bit, it was set up. I slow pitched it, I spelled it out. I even said on another video, I mocked the first video, and people still think that it's real, or they want to think it's real. Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck cares? I go into my Britney Spears, oops, I did it again. I pliggity played with your heart. But the ramifications, the biggest ramification of this could possibly be, when we're mentioning pop singers, that my all-time favorite current pop singer may or may not have unfollowed me as a result of this. And I'm not going to name names, but her name does rhyme with Shmiana.
Yeah, and it's not may or may not have unfollowed you. She did unfollow you. She liked a post from somebody else's post and then unfollowed you, and I had noticed that, and I thought that was a big deal. And you just said, you know, whatever, her loss, and I don't look at it that
her
way.
Loss.
I guess it's her loss. I mean, I think she's doing just fine, but...
You don't look at it like her loss?
I guess. I don't think she's losing sleep over it.
I think she'll be back.
Okay, I think she might be back. Hopefully she'll be back.
And we're not naming names. We're not naming names, but her name does rhyme with Shmiana.
Yes. I am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
My love, my feelings for Shmiana, the pop star that rhymes with Shmiana, won't change. I know A$AP Rocky, her baby daddy. I might have to have a conversation with him when I see him and be like, yo, oh, wait. Why did I say A$AP Rocky? Because then that would mean that.
Oh, well,
was
there you go. You just
Rihanna.
Fucking ruined
it. And I didn't
it.
Say Rihanna. I didn't say Rihanna. It. Anyway, it is what it is. It goes where it goes. And we move how we move. And that's just the truth, Roof. And like I said, the video has gone ridiculous viral. Pathetic. But the reality is, once again, to you guys, and I'm saying to the world, the worldwide phenomenon, the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, who is across the globe, Australia, London, France, a shout out to Mr. New York of France, New Zealand, Israel, South America, North America, Canada, and places unknown. You guys know where my heart lands, lays, and you also guys, you guys know the deal, you know the drill. Me and the Young Shooter, we make magic, even though I know you don't want to be associated right. with you, fuck.
I would love to stay out of the politics and all that stuff. It's not really my fucking jam.
You shot the video. It wasn't yeah. your policy. You shot the video.
Yeah, I like held a gun against my head pretty much to do it. You're like, no, you're going to do it. I wasn't like, I don't want to get involved in situations like that. I don't need DMs coming into my account. I try and stay away from it. I like to talk about other things, to be honest with you.
Did anybody DM you and say, you little fuck you?
No, but I did get, let's see, like...
What was like the best? We should start reading off our DMs. And by the way, let's call a spade, Dean. You're the one who's getting me suspended.
No, I'm not. And we're not going to start diving into that. You get yourself suspended.
Yes,
in the
we
DMs.
Are. Yes, we are. Because you're saying things. And I told you, they're watching, they're reading. And even if you say something and you delete it, they catch you. And then inevitably, I get caught. So you, because I was like, what happened the last time? And then I caught you in something. I don't want to go into the details right. of how it works. But listen, again, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. Okay, we can talk about it off the air, but we're not going to talk about this with the people listening, okay? Yes, I'm responsible for certain things. I'm in the DMs like you, but I'm not touching on this. Okay.
You're not?
No, I'm not. That's where I just let next question. Next question.
I have to give a 70th birthday shout out. It's a few days late. Jordan Winter's dad is probably his top five biggest fan of the podcast. He listens to them all. He loves them all. He really is supportive. I know they're taking a little break, a little vacation. Happy, happy, happy 70th birthday to Mr. Winter. Have a great, great, fantastic birthday. Great. I think they're on a boat.
Oh, amazing.
They hit them boats. So
happy birthday, happy, Mr. Happy, Winter. Fantastic. I would love to meet Mr. Winter.
He's such a nice, they're just a beautiful, sweet, nice. These are nice people.
Yeah.
Nice, nice, nice stock. Jordan Winter. Comes from good stock. Miles Davis, good stock. They come from a good stock of people. Anyway, have you seen the trailer? I saw a quick thing, and I know you did some work at Nickelodeon as a child actor, and I know one of the actors on The War at Home did some work as a child actor on Nickelodeon, and I have to say, and I've said it before, that Drake and Josh and iCarly were excellent television shows, but there's some documentary about all the scandals and I you know, like foul shit with, you know, some of these younger actors. I mean, it's
really, you know, this really is like, horrible. I did watch it. It's like a 4-part documentary on ID Channel.
Oh shit, you saw it?
I saw
already?
It. I saw it when it came out a few days ago.
Where is it? Where is it? First of
you
all,
you could sorry, you could find it on Hulu if you search Quiet on Set. They have the episodes on there. Definitely worth a watch. It's really fucked up. It's very disturbing.
Damn.
I mean, I wasn't working on Nickelodeon as a kid. I know, you know, Kyle Sullivan, who played my brother, and your son on The War at Home, who we were very close with. Obviously, we saw, you know, Kyle every single day from like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saw him more than my own family for 2 years. You know, we were all very close. And Kyle was on a show called All That before The War at Home, back in like 2002, 2003. And he's being interviewed for this documentary on Nickelodeon, along with a bunch of other kids who I know. I mean, I pretty much know every single person being interviewed on the show. I mean, this was sort of my world back then. And it's really sad to see a lot of these people coming forward talking about it and like the abuse that they went through. You know, under
were people being sexually abused?
Well, out of everybody on this Quiet on Set documentary, Drake Bell, the shit that happened to Drake is so disturbing, and he finally is talking about his story, and
that's
with one of these producers or dialogue coaches. His name is Brian Peck, and you know, nobody was there to protect him. And you know, his father tried to protect him from this guy and had a weird feeling. And Drake was starting to sleep over this guy's house and doesn't talk about things in detail, but pretty much, you know, was getting sexually assaulted by this guy.
Shit.
and ended up, you know, someone noticed that Drake was like acting different, and one of these parents came over to him and was like, talk to me about this. And he had mentioned it to her. The police got involved, and the police ended up doing like a sting operation where they needed Drake to get this guy to confess on audio. And so they did a whole sting operation. And mind you, Drake is like 15 years old when this is going on. And he calls the guy and he says, look, like, I've been thinking about all the shit that's been going on, and like, I don't feel good about it and all this stuff. And they have this guy, Brian Peck, on audio tape confessing to everything. So they arrested him and they went to court.
Damn.
And the documents were sealed. Like because Drake was a minor, the documents were sealed, and they had half of the courtroom with really famous actors writing testimonials about this guy, Brian Peck's character, and what a great guy he was, even though he confessed to what he did. And so he got jail time for about a year and then got released and was employed on a Disney Channel show, The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. And so this is Drake's first time ever coming
Holy
out saying,
shit.
You know, I was the mystery, you know, person. A lot of people speculated that it was him, but he talks about it and how fucked up it is. And it's really horrible.
Damn, that's fucked up, man. And because Drake has had a lot of like a lot of issues as he's gotten a little older, right?
Drake's had a lot of issues, you know, and I did a movie with him, a kid's movie called Yours, Mine, and Ours with Drake and Miranda Cosgrove, and they were both in it. And I became very, very close with Drake during that time and, you know, the years that followed and all that stuff. And, you know, he talks about it in the documentary about his self-destructive behavior and substance abuse. And you know, looking back, it's like, it makes sense, like having to deal with the shit that he dealt with and, you know, just trying to numb out whatever he was going through. But it's really sad. Mm. And he's had issues, you know, he's had his own issues throughout the years, obviously. But
that's sad. But that's fucked up.
But yeah, Kyle is in the documentary talking, you know, nothing about sexual assault and that stuff, but being under Dan Schneider, who created all these television shows like The Amanda Show and Kenan and Kel and all that and iCarly. And, you know, he's like the hit maker, but he did really weird shit on the set. And Kyle had talked about, you know, like not trusting people and not trusting adults and how weird certain things were. And I strongly recommend that you watch it and that everybody watches it. And it just kind of shows you how slimy, like a lot of the people on Nickelodeon were. So anyway, it's definitely worth a watch.
What's the name of the doc again?
It's called Quiet on Set. There's like another, I don't know what the next part of it is, but the first part's called Quiet on Set. I am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Yo, what? Why isn't Miranda Cosgrove acting? I thought she was so talented. Like, I thought she was going to have an easy transition into, like, you know, stardom as a, you know, a young adult.
I know they tried to revamp iCarly or something the past couple of years.
But she should be doing, I feel like she's got the talent to, like, and she's so cute and likable and sweet, and she seems... You know, I mean, she, you know, has aged into a, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just always thought she was really talented. Like, she would be able to make that transition.
For sure.
But I guess it's not that easy.
No, I mean, you know, she was great in School of Rock. Like, she's great. I mean, Miranda's great. I don't know.
You know her?
What?
Do you know her?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I shot that movie with her.
Is she nice?
She's,
like,
great.
Is she cool?
We like stayed friends for years after, you know, we shot that movie, and her and Drake were both like people I was really close with. But Miranda was so sweet. We'd go to the movies, and her parents, her family, they're great. Like, her mom and dad are really nice people. And I just think that she was very, like, sheltered from a lot of things when it came to, like, alcohol and smoking and things like that. And I think she still talks about how she's, like, never drank or whatever it is. But she was always a very, very sweet person and very talented and just really nice. Like, so.
If I knew what I knew about you when you were 15 and we were doing the War at Home, I would have been fucking having you do so much fucking errands. I'd have been having you... fucking, like, just to whip your ass and
what
shape.
Do you mean? What did you know about me?
If I would have known, like, just to kind of fucking, like, if I had known, like, 20 years later on my 54th birthday, like, I wouldn't get shit in the mail. Like, if I had just known, like, I was always like, oh, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm busy, I'm the father, your parents are there. But, like, if your parents had really said, you know, and they would joke, but I didn't know, but they were like, if they had said, you know, fucking kick his fucking ass and make him work and grunt him out, like, make him on some boot camp shit. If I could go back in time, just that part of the War at Home, man, I would have had you washing my car.
You wouldn't have had me doing, like, oh, shit.
I'd have had you washing my fucking car.
I wouldn't be doing
it. And you'd be, oh, you would be fucking doing it.
Fuck yourself. I'm not washing cars. I'm not shining
shoes. See, that's the thing. You don't dance no more. And then that's the thing. Because your parents would have been like, no, go ahead. And I said, well, he's not going to do it. And they said, well, do what you need to do to get him to do it. And that means put hands on him if you want.
It would have never happened. I would have put hands right back on you.
Let me tell you something. I would have had you doing all kinds. I'd have been like, clean the whole set. Let the union crew go home. You clean the whole soundstage, homie.
I wasn't going to do any of that shit. You weren't going to make me do that. It just was not, that was never going to happen. And I'm glad that you didn't do that.
I just wish I knew now. I just wish I like paid a little bit more attention, because I would have been, I'd have had you. Because you could have used some of that fucking hard love, some of that fucking discipline, that boot camp click shit.
I got it a little bit from Kyle. Me and Kyle definitely butted heads on the show. I mean, it was kind of a love-hate relationship, but he definitely acted like, you know, a real older brother to me, more so than my older brothers. You know, he definitely gave me a hard time, but I do love Kyle, and I was really proud to see that he was on the documentary and sharing his experience and all that stuff. And I didn't know like any of that shit. He never really talked about that sort of stuff with me. But
he gave me the feeling like he talked to me about like not anything specific, but he was just like, it was weird. And that, you know, like, I can't remember exactly what he said. He didn't like reveal anything dark, but he
did talk about that. It was
the
weird
workplace environment.
Yeah. He said that. Yeah. He said it was weird. I mean, he definitely had kind of a cynical outlook on things and just kind of showing up to do his job. You could kind of tell that the fun and excitement of being on set was kind of gone for him, which makes sense with, you know, what he went through. But anyway, that's worth a watch.
Well, listen, this is just another podcast. I know people are like, oh, this, that, and the third. But listen, I have to pack my bags. And I am, although you didn't do anything to celebrate my birthday, I am celebrating my birthday despite you. You're looking up like you don't understand.
No, I don't. I mean, we're recording a podcast on your birthday. I said, don't worry about how my day's going. How's your day going? Like, it's been all about you. It's 12:30 my time. So we got the whole rest of the day, but I think it's been pretty positive.
That's right. We got the rest of the fucking day. And if you think I'm going to be bogged down by spending the rest of my 54th with you, you got another thing coming, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Are you still on your medication? Like,
yeah, I'm on my medication.
Your anger medication or your antidepressants?
I don't take anger medication. I take a mood stabilizer. I take something to keep me between 8 and 5, 8 and 6.
But have you told your doctor that that's not working? Like, that everybody that you surround yourself with has told you that you need a bump that dose up or get on something else? Because I think it's time to switch medications.
I'm thinking about maybe listen,
whatever this is, I don't care how you feel good. Whatever this is, whatever you're on now, it's not working for me. It's not working for your wife. Whatever, you feel good. I just think it's time for an adjustment.
Listen, I fortunately feel generally pretty good. I knock on wood whenever I say that. The most important thing is health, physical and or mental health. And I will tell you this, one thing I did do for my birthday was I went down there and I had a nice workout.
That's good.
A nice workout.
That's good.
I did some planking, some sit-ups. I hit that fucking steel, that thick steel. And, you know, the point is that I had a nice lunch, I had a nice workout, and this part of the day's done. Like, my time with you is now finished. You feel me?
Sure.
Dean,
I'll give you your space.
When's your birthday?
What do you mean, when's my birthday?
May 30th?
Yeah, you know my birthday. You're supposed to be a friend of mine. When's your birthday again? Okay. No, you know my birthday. It's May 30th.
Okay, I'm checking.
What year was I born?
May 30th. Hold on. 92?
I know you're not serious.
2000?
Shut the fuck up. You know that we're 20. You know that we're 20 96? Years apart. 96? What am I, 28 years old?
So 90. Were you born in 90?
Yes, 1990, motherfucker. 1990, 20 years apart.
All right. You should be happy I said 92. You would be, you'd
96,
be a little younger than you are. I mean, you're getting up there. You are getting up there.
I know. Fuck. I know. You're not wrong about that.
34.
Going to be. I still got a couple
fucking
months.
Fucking 4 years old.
That's like,
holy shit.
If I was 22, I'd be like, that's like ancient. That's a person who's like 34 years old. That's like a grown-ass man.
Yeah. That's you, 34.
That's fucked.
But the thing I want to put this on record, and I'm going to leave it at this, is don't come knocking on my door come May 30th, May 29th, May 20th, the week of. Don't text me.
We'll be doing that.
Don't try to like send me. None of that shit. None of it. Because you're getting nothing. You're getting nothing on
but
your
I've
birthday.
But I've always gotten nothing on my birthday. So it's not like it's going to be disappointing
this year. I believe I've gotten
you
something in the past.
Maybe one time.
Oh, it's going to be disappointing this year. Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's going to be disappointing this
okay,
year.
Okay, fine. I just thought we were the type of friends who it's like, we don't got to get each other gifts for our birthdays, but we know that the love is there and we don't have to worry about the gifts part.
The fuck all that, man. I was expecting something today. I didn't hear nothing.
I tried last year for you. You didn't appreciate what I got you last year. And so I said, fuck it. I'm not doing it again this year. We got a really, like, just unappreciative friend here. I'm not going to Rite Aid. I'm not getting you Breathe Right strips. I'm not going to Ron Herman and getting you a gift card. We're not doing any of that anymore. Okay, we put a care package together for your birthday last year, and this year it's different.
You put a care package together of me with gum and nose strips. No,
there was more to it.
That was my birthday gift.
There was more to it than that.
It was like NyQuil, gums, and nose strips, motherfucker. That's not a birthday gift.
The Ron Herman.
Fuck is you saying?
No, I got you a gift card. And
that was the only nice thing was the Ron Herman thing. And I still don't, I think you might have gifted me a gift on that.
You love Clorox wipes. What do you mean? You love Clorox wipes. That's some of your favorite. You always say, I wish I had some extra pack of Clorox wipes on me. We're not going to talk about
birthday
the past.
Boys
that's
out.
Okay.
Came, saw, disrupted. I am Rappaport's The Real Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Rappaport's reality is up. Tell a friend to tell a friend. The Young Shooter. Me, the Gringo Mandingo. Me, the Inflamed Ashkenazi. Dunn, Miles, Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Take us at it with something real nice. Take us at it with something real loud. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. I am Rappaport's The Real Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.